Quick Take Northwest, regional news for the terminally switched on from Oregon Public Broadcasting. This is OPB Radio's Quick Take Northwest from Monday, November 6th, 2006. I'm April Baer. Good morning. Now, if you put it off and waited till today to vote, you missed your chance to drop that ballot in the mailbox. However, all is not lost. If you want to try to get around the big crowds at boards of elections, you may be able to find some alternate ballot drop points. For example, in the Portland area, all the Multnomah County libraries have drop boxes. You may have to get out of your car to get to them, but they're there. In Deschutes County, there's a drive-by drop-off box at Wall Street and Lafayette, and another at Sister City Hall. In Lane County, the Elections Board has placed a drop site on the west side of Eugene City Hall and also at the Lane County Annex. I'm not done with the elections news yet, but one quick thing before we go any further. The National Weather Service has issued flood warnings for Tillamook and Clatsop counties. In fact, we've got heavy rain all over the coast and the valley. A detailed forecast is coming up later in the podcast. So, with all the voting going on, Oregon's Democratic members of the U.S. House can barely contain their excitement. They're anticipating tomorrow's election, because if Democrats can win control of the House, four Oregon stars are about to rise. Colin Fogarty has more.
Democrats Peter DeFazio, Darlene Hooley, David Wu, and Earl Blumenauer have been waiting a long time for what many pundits expect this election day. If Democrats take control of the House, their collected seniority means Oregon's influence would rise. Only DeFazio, with his 20 years in the House, remembers a time in the majority. He predicts three or four subcommittee chairs. Blumenauer is hoping to get more traction with what he calls a livable communities agenda, along with other issues.
The new farm bill that will make a difference for Oregon farmers, for our nursery industry, for wine, for protecting water and open space. Sustainability initiatives.
Democrats winning the House would also mean Oregon's lone Republican in the chamber, Greg Walden, would lose his chairmanship of a key forestry subcommittee. Colin Fogarty, OPB News.
Here's something else that's in play with all the balloting tomorrow. An idea that started here in the Northwest is catching on all across the country, an annual minimum wage hike tied to inflation. Tomorrow, voters in six states are going to decide minimum wage ballot measures. Austin Jenkins reports.
Washington and Oregon did it first, then came Vermont and Florida. Now six other states may raise their minimum wage and index it to inflation. Voters will decide ballot measures in Montana, Nevada, Arizona, Colorado, Missouri, and Ohio. All are red states, but Democrats hope the issue will bring out their voters. Leanna Fox, an analyst with the Economic Policy Institute in Washington, D.C., says indexing makes a lot of sense.
Indexing has become very important because, like many other federal and state programs, this takes it out of the political posturing and context, and this actually ties it to real prices and cost of living.
But critics say indexing can backfire. Some business groups argue that when the minimum wage goes up, employers hire fewer workers. In Oregon and Washington, restaurant and farm interests continue to fight indexing. I'm Austin Jenkins reporting.
Over the weekend, a memorial service was held for 43-year-old Robert Paul. He was a land use planner in Wasco County who joined the Army Reserve and served in Afghanistan. He was killed back in September by a suicide bomber. Democratic Governor Ted Kulongoski and Republican Congressman Greg Walden both attended the service and told those in the audience about Paul's service to his country. Robert Paul's mother, Esther, also spoke at the event. She talked about the funny things that he'd done as a child and also about how her son had often taken the road less traveled, whether it was becoming a Peace Corps volunteer in Kenya or leaving his hometown of Chicago for a small city in Oregon. Esther Paul said her son often described the Dalles to her as God's country. If you thought you felt something unusual in the Portland area last night, you weren't mistaken. A small earthquake was recorded last night, magnitude 2.6. It happened just about 10 miles beneath the Earth's surface, just east of the Willamette River. A lot of people called police and news outlets to say that they felt the tremor, but there were no reports of any damage. People living in six residences in Albany were back in their beds last night. Early Sunday, they had to be evacuated after a train derailed in the downtown area. A spokesman for the Albany Fire Department says no one was injured, but a live power line was down for a while. Several Pacific and Willamette Railroad cars tipped over in the incident and landed on a parked car and hit at least one house. The city of Portland is about to kick off a beefed-up pothole service today. As Christian Fodenvenzel reports, engineers are hoping to catch and fix new potholes all over the roads within a couple of days of learning about them.
Potholes are created when rain penetrates asphalt that's been weakened by everyday wear and tear. Once inside, the water freezes and thaws, expanding and contracting, damaging the pavement even further, and gradually a small crack grows into a wheel alignment wrecking hole. The city has long had a pothole hotline at 823-BUMP, which is checked daily. But as winter approaches and temperatures dip below freezing, engineers want to catch the holes before they grow. The plan is to blanket three neighborhoods over a three-week period and then move on to the next three communities. The first neighborhoods are Piedmont, Woodlawn, and Concordia. After that, it'll be Arnold Creek, West Portland Park, and far southwest. Christian Fodenvenzel, OPB News.
In sports news this morning, the Portland Trailblazers are getting ready to try to build on early season success. They've got a game against the LA Clippers tonight. Two wins in three games so far. It's a promising start within the conference. In college football, the Oregon Ducks have jumped from 24th place to 21st in the latest Associated Press football poll. That's thanks to Saturday's win over Washington. The Oregon State Beavers are still falling short of that national ranking. In women's college basketball, Oregon State beat Western Oregon 96-44 in an exhibition game. It's been pretty cloudy lately, but if the weather clears up, Oregon might be in for quite the show a little later this month. The Leonid meteor shower is happening the evening of November 18th and the following morning. The Leonids are seen when the Earth passes through the densest field of dust and tiny debris that's left behind by the comet Swift Tuttle. Astronomers say it should be a good show for the Northwest this year, with up to 100 meteors per hour visible. Only thing falling out of the sky today is rain, and lots of it. Here's the story. We've got flood warnings in effect for Tillamook and Clatsop counties at present, and a high wind warning in effect for the coast and the Coast Range Mountains until 10 tonight. Wind speeds will average 30 miles per hour during this period, with some gusts up to 50 miles per hour. As you might expect, there's going to be a high surf advisory in effect starting at 10 this morning. For the southern Washington coast, waves should be pretty choppy off of Oregon, too. Just to repeat, some rain showers will be quite heavy today, both in the coast and the Willamette Valley. If nothing else, it will be quite warm, though, with our high ranging from the upper 50s to the mid-60s. In the Cascades, moderately windy conditions today, with wind speeds averaging 20 miles per hour and some snow falling above 8,000 feet. In central and eastern Oregon, we've got near-record highs forecast for today, somewhere between 65 and 70 degrees. There should be some rain, although not as much as western Oregon's getting, and heavy fog this morning for the Eastern Gorge and parts around La Grande, Ontario, and Malheur County. Today's featured music is a newish tune from Exene Cervenka. The co-foundress of the seminal punk band X is back with her lineup, The Original Sinners. They're going to be playing at Dante's in Portland tomorrow night. This track's called It Ain't Supposed to Be. Elsewhere around town tonight, Pica is presenting another artist lecture as part of the PSU Monday Lecture Series. And this time around, it's Jessica Jackson Hutchins. She does some interesting constructions, both large and small, that look pretty organic. The New York Times called her Relics from a Lonely Dinner Party, something akin to comic relief in one exhibition. Info for her talk is up on the Quick Take page. Once again, the Quick Take page is at opb.org in the radio area. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Hope you can stay dry today. Signing off from cyberspace, I'm April Baer.